We have a very special guest today. His name is Governor Gary Johnson. He's an American businessman, former governor of the state of New Mexico, and he is the Libertarian Party nominee for President of the United States in 2012. Governor Johnson was governor of New Mexico from 1995 to 2003. Interestingly, in 2003, he then summited Mount Everest, and he's also known, Steve, as Governor Vito. Governor Johnson, like, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, great to be with you. I'm here in Charlotte, the Democrat convention.
Mm. Interesting. Hey, what did you think of Bill Clinton's speech last night?
You know, I always find whatever Democrats have to say, I find myself in agreement with everything. But then I find myself in the subtext, which is, how do you pay for all this? you just can't disagree with anything that... that gets said. It's just the whole notion of a Learjet in every front yard. I mean, somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So far in the speeches that I've seen, it's been more programs, more spending, more spending, more spending, and no talk of fiscal responsibility at all. Do you find that odd?
Well, actually, and you hit it on the head, you know, that we need to be fiscally responsible, but we need to have programs to educate our kids. We need to have programs to allow them to transition from school to the workplace. So I'm proposing a new program on and on and on and on.
Gotcha.
Fiscal responsibility, but the next sentence is something that spends more money, actually adds to the current burden that we have.
That actually segues into my next question pretty well. How did you get the nickname Governor Vito?
You know, I may have vetoed more bills than the other 49 governors in the country combined. I vetoed 750 bills while I was governor of New Mexico. Only two were overturned, so it really made a difference when it came to billions of dollars worth of spending. It really made a difference when it came to legislation that, in my opinion, wasn't going to make me or anybody else any safer, any more healthy. It was just going to add time and money, and I vetoed that kind of stuff. I had thousands of line item vetoes. I took line item veto to a new art form. I think it's important to point out that in New Mexico, New Mexico is 2-1 Democrat. And I got reelected by a bigger margin the second time than the first time, making a name for myself, being a penny pincher.
And do you think you got reelected because you were a penny pincher?
Absolutely. I think that it speaks volumes to the fact that people really appreciate good stewardship of tax dollars.
Right.
All right. Tell us this. You're there at the Democratic convention. I don't know if you were at the Republican convention or not, but were you there? Tell us why you feel the need to run as a libertarian.
Well, I think there are three really important things that all of us care about. I think we care about these endless wars. Let's get out of these endless wars. Let's stop these military interventions that I think have resulted in hundreds of millions of enemies to this country that, but for these military interventions, we wouldn't otherwise have. I also think that we really care about civil liberty. We have a growing police state, and I think we fought wars over police states. And then lastly is dollars and cents. Look, I think everybody realizes that what we're doing is not sustainable. So balance the federal budget now. I am promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013. I'm promising to veto any legislation where expenses exceed revenue, believing that with those two promises kept, spending will be lower than any other scenario that you could possibly come up with.
Now, for our listeners, from a domestic policy standpoint, and you started diving into there a little bit from a spending standpoint, from a domestic policy standpoint, tell our listeners, if you would, the difference between a Republican or a Democrat and a Libertarian from a spending standpoint.
Well, I'm going to be the only candidate and when I say only candidate, I think it's important to point out also that I'm going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. Hmm. There is no other third party that's going to come close to that. So yeah. When I speak about my opponents, there are some other third parties, but none of them close to the 50 ballot access. Hmm. So when it comes to Obama and Romney, I'm the only candidate that doesn't want to bomb Iran. Let's get out of Afghanistan now, bring the troops home. let's bring about marriage equality, believing that it is a constitutionally guaranteed right. Let's end the drug war. Let's repeal the Patriot Act. I would have never signed the National Defense Authorization Act. I think we need to balance the federal budget now. I am advocating eliminating income tax, corporate tax, abolishing the IRS, and replacing all of that with one federal consumption tax. I am embracing the fair tax. I think it would be terrific to have a national debate over that kind of reform. So big differences between myself and the other two guys. And I'm in the camp that believes that if we don't fix spending, that we're going to find ourselves in a monetary collapse, that we're not immune from the mathematics of continuing to borrow and spend money to the tune, borrow and print money to the tune of 43 cents out of every dollar that we spend. It's not sustainable. It has to end now, or we find ourselves in a monetary collapse. And as you guys know, very simply, that's when the dollars we have don't buy a thing because of the accompanying inflation that at some point is going to go along with this printing of money.
We're talking today to Governor Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party nominee for president here in 2012. I heard Ron Paul say this. I don't know what your position is, and I certainly agree with Ron Paul on this. I believe we ought to audit the Fed and understand exactly how much money we're printing and understand exactly what our balance sheet actually looks like. Do you agree? And what do you think that balance sheet actually looks like at this point?
Well, I think to turn the light on in the room, and I am talking about the room being the Federal Reserve, that would be very, very enlightening. I think we would all see what an inside job this is and how we're all really getting screwed. We're the ones on the hook for the money that the Treasury is printing and then giving to the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve giving it to the banks at 0%. Banks aren't loaning it to you or I. They're buying up Treasuries in this closed loop. Where they can make a profit, and the profit is at the expense of you and I. How do we get into that game? Auditing the Federal Reserve just shines light on that whole process. I would abolish the Federal Reserve if Congress passed that legislation. I would also sign legislation that would repeal legal tender laws allowing for competing currency.
Now, changing subject here just a second, you summited Mount Everest in 2003, I'm not a climber, but I am somewhat of a student of Everest and mountain climbing, and I know as you summit a mountain like that, you can't carry a lot of dead weight along with you. You can just carry what you need to get to the top, and some people can't even do that. Obviously, is the mountain that we face as a country from a fiscal standpoint, is it as big as an obstacle as Everest, and how do we get rid of this dead weight?
Well, I always maintain that as governor of New Mexico, that good government was easy. It wasn't hard. It wasn't hard to put issues first, politics last, and that was my promise. So this is mutual sacrifice on all of our parts, and I think everybody recognizes that. But why don't we have a little truth in advertising when it comes to Democrats and Republicans? The two of them are arguing over who's going to spend more money on Medicare. Look, we have to cut Medicare or we're going to find ourselves without any health care at all. Same with military spending. We need to take military spending back to 2003 spending levels, which I am advocating a 43% reduction in all spending, believing that that is the greatest threat that this country has to go forward.
I completely agree with you. Our level of spending and the debt that we're incurring and the fiscal cliff we're heading to is our biggest threat to our way of life. No question about it. And I'm coming up on a break, but I do want to ask you this question. I haven't seen the polls on the number of votes that people are saying in terms of they're going to vote. What do the polls look like for your candidacy, and how many votes do you expect to get?
Well, right now, depending on the poll, and this is really the issue, I'm not being included in the polls, but I am being included in several polls, and they have me at about 5% nationally. Well, Ty, that's about the most underreported 5% in the entire history of politics.
I agree.
And let me tell you the reaction if if it were widely publicized tomorrow that I were at 5% of the national vote, the overwhelming reaction to that would be, who the hell is Gary Johnson? And that would be a good thing, and that would be a good thing for me. GaryJohnson2012.com. Check it out. There is nothing in my resume to suggest that I am not going to doggedly pursue everything it is that I'm talking about.
We're talking today to a Governor Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico and Libertarian Party nominee for president in 2012. You just mentioned it just a second ago, but one more time for our listeners. If they want to go to your website, want to learn about you, make donations if they'd like to, how do they do that?
GaryJohnson2012.com. I appreciate you guys having me on, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you so much, Governor Johnson.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for being